Wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Every form of misfortune must come to an end in your life this month. Every financial crisis must come to an end in your life this month. This month of favor is converting all your labors into favor. Lord, speak to our hearts today. And grant us understanding in your word, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The word of God is a four-part package. It offers principles. It offers corrections. It offers reproofs. And it offers instructions. The do's and the don'ts of life. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. All scriptures is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrines, for reproofs, for corrections, and for instructions unto righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished and prepared unto every good work. So God's word is a fourfold package. It offers kingdom principles. It delivers reproofs, corrections, and instructions. This is what to do if you don't want this. If you want this, this is what to avoid. And it tells you all of that in clear terms. Unfortunately, the charismatics have over-celebrated the principles and have ignored the reproofs, the corrections, and the instructions, and so the crisis continues. But I see God bringing the crisis to a final end in your own life today. Can I hear your loudest amen? 1987, Pastor Ndubusi with me, we were on our way to Ajaokuta. You still remember the journey? We were traveling from Kaduna to Ajaokuta in 1987 for a meeting. And then the car got stuck and the car wouldn't move. And by the time we opened the bonnet of this car, it was only the contact set. And we had no screwdriver with which to adjust the gap and then keep the car going. A whole Mercedes car was slain on the road. There was no motion. We were stopping people because of armed robbery. Nobody was willing to stop. Until one Baptist church van saw a sticker behind something and stopped and then gave us the screwdriver. Now, just contact set got a whole Mercedes car stuck. Contact set. No piston and rings problems. No valve problems. Just contact set. And the car could not move. I'll be giving you one particular instruction in the School of Prosperity tonight that if you catch it, not only you, your generations after you, we keep flowing and walking in divine prosperity. Songs of Solomon chapter 2 and verse 15. Take us the foxes, the little foxes, because they spoil the vine, because our vines have tender grapes. Songs of Solomon chapter 2 and verse 15. Songs of Solomon chapter 2 and verse 15. Take away the foxes, little foxes, because they spoil the vine, because our vines have tender grapes. There is one very interesting area or aspect of the prosperity message that is not been mentioned over time because perhaps people don't know how devastating its effect could be. In the church, the body of Christ, you are either going up or coming down. You are never static. And so it's important for us to check a few of those things that bring people down so they can be avoided. And because of time, we're checking just one of them tonight. Because we blame everything on the devil. It's important. I mean, the devil has a very terrible role he plays in trying to upset destinies and overturn great destinies. But we also have responsibilities, scriptural responsibilities, that when we are alive to them, we escape most of the plans of the wicked one. And I see you escaping. I see you escaping. I see you escaping. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Now, every time you take any step against the church of Christ in any form, you are heading for hardship. I heard God said to Saul before he became Paul, "Saul, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" He said, "Who art thou, Lord?" He said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest." He said, "It is a hard thing for thee to kick against the pricks." How many remember the story? So everyone kicking against the church is heading for hardship without knowing. Come and say hardship. He says, "A hard thing." Paul, you see how much hardship you have suffered? Because you are kicking against the pricks. Hard thing. Hard thing. Whether your little subgroup in the choir, in the sanctuary keepers, every step taken against the church is a step taken against one's destiny. Is someone hearing what I'm talking about? This is very important. I want you to listen to it very, very carefully. Actually, I've titled this, a very terrible title, the Church Trap in the School of Prosperity. The Church Trap in the School of Prosperity. How the church can become a trap in your quest for prosperity. The Church Trap in the School of Prosperity. How the church can become a trap in your quest and desire for prosperity. It's a hard thing for you to kick against the pricks. If you check Psalm 122 and verse 6 to 9, he said, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem." Psalm 122, verses 6 to 9. "They shall prosper that love thee." And then he went on in verse 9, "Because of the house of my God, I will seek thy good." So those who are seeking the good of the house, they qualify for divine prosperity. Come and say, seeking the good. Seeking the good of the church of Jesus Christ qualifies you for supernatural prosperity. "Because of the house of my God, I will seek thy good." I will seek thy good. I'm not talking about just your local assembly, your church. I'm talking about the body of Christ. Any step taken against the church always brings people into hardship. The associate pastor brought someone to me from one of our cities. I won't mention the name, in Nigeria. And she said she was part of those who destroyed our local assembly in that place many years ago. They brought in their bulldozer, brought in everything, and cleared the building. I didn't remember. I didn't know nothing about it. And that from that time on till now, nothing worked. Now she left Nigeria and went away to another country. In spite of that, no change. Came back. That was last Sunday or Sunday? Last Sunday? 2 Sundays ago. Every step taken against the body of Christ overturns your destiny, establishes hardship on your life. Only a fool engages someone that he knows is stronger than him in a fight. When we're little kids, every time you want to challenge someone to a fight, you weigh him, you assess him. Can I beat him? If you can beat him, then it shows in your language. Come out here. If I don't fry you, then I'm not the child of my mother. Now, because you have already appraised yourself as having power over him. When it's someone that is bigger than you and stronger than you, you say you are a fool. He said, what did you say? You keep quiet. Because you know if he pounces on you, you are finished. That's why even in wrestling contests and boxing contests, they match weight for weight. Featherweight, we only contend with featherweight, not heavyweight. So for a man to wake up in the morning and say, where are you going to say, I'm going to fight God? You know, that man has eaten off his destiny. This woman said nothing worked and began to tell her stories of war. I said, lay down. God, have mercy on this person. We can't remember what you did. We didn't know. I didn't know. I don't think I was even informed. It wasn't an important thing. But had somebody over the years carrying plague on her life. In the country, no way out. Outside the country, no way out. In marriage, no way out. Everything stranded. You will not be granted. Everywhere you see the church of Christ, please, doff your cap. Don't ask who is the pastor. Just do what? In our own vocation, our own calling, we see that every ministry that stages war against any other ministry goes down. I've not seen one go up. How many of you want to go up here? Do you really want to go up? Do you really want to go up? Be careful. Now check all through history. If there is any invention traceable to the Arabian world, check. I'm a committed reader, so I do a lot of searches. And I've tried to find out which inventions are traceable to the Arab world. Invention. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy gates and prosperity within thy walls. For my brethren's sake, I would now say, peace be unto thee. Because of the house of my God, I will seek thy good. Everyone that is not seeking the good of the church, hardly see good. You won't miss the good that God has packaged for your life. Can I hear your loudest amen? The Bible says, woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Woe. Woe implies misfortune, hardship, sorrow, failures, devastations. Everything evil you can imagine is contained in the word called woe. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 9. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Isaiah 45 and verse 9. Woe. So when you pitch your tent against God in any form, you become a victim of every kind of misfortune, including financial struggles. Financial struggles. Including financial struggles. Years ago in Kaduna, we had so many enemies that they were not satisfied even preaching against the church. They were withstanding people from coming to the church physically on Sunday morning. They stood somewhere and said, no, you can't go here. Go back to the church where you were going before. You can't go here. I mean, they stood there. Woe unto him that serveth with his makers. How will we know that? We're already inside the church. Later in the years that people are telling the stories of their experiences. Apart from bitter preachings, you can't believe it. One of our elders in Port Harcourt Church said he was in Kaduna one day and he saw one of those men standing by the roadside waiting for a bus. We're talking of about 20 years back. Because after 20 years, they were still waiting for a bus. When your church came up and bought an airplane, one money. And bought another one without even taking offering to buy it. Now, you see what I'm talking about? He said, they shall prosper that love thee. Now, let the church, the body of Christ, become an issue of interest to you. You won't work against it. They shall prosper that love thee. Every step you take openly or secretly against his church. It's recorded. In Job chapter 9 verse 4, who has contended with God and has prospered? That is, no one contends with him and prospers. Job chapter 9 and verse 4. Don't hang around friends who take delight in destroying the church, the body of Christ. Don't hang around them, because it will disconnect you from his prosperity plan. Whoever contended with God and has prospered. He said, show me one who stood against God and has found a way forward. Show me one. My Bible says, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. If you have a granite rock around your house and you don't want it there, and you decided to use your hand to break it, and you got up in the morning after your prayer meeting, you told your wife, I'm going to deal a deadly blow on this rock today. He said, please don't go. Say, here we go. I'm full of power by the Spirit of God. And then you begin to use your hand to hit the granite. You already know who will be broken. Can't you tell who will be broken? I'd like you to read your Bible in Matthew 21 and verse 42. Matthew chapter 21, verse 42 to 44. That tells you what happens when you pitch your tent against the church. It disconnects you from God's prosperity plan, and your financial struggle, among other things, continues. The church trap in the school of prosperity. Now, Jesus said unto them, have you never read in the scriptures? That's 42. Therefore I said unto you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing the fruits thereof. And whosoever falls on this stone, what is the stone? The kingdom of God. Are you there in verse 44? Will be broken. But on whomsoever it falls, it will grind them to what? To powder. It will grind them to powder. The kingdom of God is that stone. When you fall on it, you are broken into pieces. When it falls on you, you are grinded into powder. You will not be grinded. You will not be grinded. You will not be grinded. Therefore, in this great month of prosperity, I'd like your conscience to come alive. No one ever pitched his tent against the church of Christ and experienced prosperity. Everything you do against the church is against your destiny. So wake up. That's why that prophet said, this child is set up for the falling and the rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign that shall be spoken against. Luke 2:34. So it's set up. The church is set up for the falling and the rising again of many. May this month be your month of rising again. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? It is a hard thing for anyone to kick against Jesus. Hard thing. That is the gateway to hardship unlimited. Hard thing. You walk and walk and nothing works. But my Bible says in the anchor scripture for this month, it said, thou shalt arise and have favor upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the said time is come. For thy servants taketh pleasure in her stones. You take pleasure in the stones of Zion. You favor the very dust thereof. Therefore, the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the ends of the earth thy glory. That means the blessing of God in your life will command the fear of the nations of the earth. Wake up and exercise caution as to your disposition against the church of Christ. Not only your local assembly, every church where the name of the Lord is named. There must be caution. For it's a hard thing for any man to kick against the pricks. You don't need much of strength to be successful. You just need plenty of sense. Plenty of what? Sense. And when you possess spiritual sense, your success becomes unstoppable. Your success becomes what? Unstoppable. Spiritual sense. You have spiritual sense. Many years ago, one of us came here and gave a testimony and said, oh, I went to this church, I wasn't healed. I went to that church, I wasn't healed. But thank God I came here, I was healed. How many remember that story? In our church, in the old church. My body was burning. He was mentioning the churches. My body was itching me. I took the microphone and I said, the same Jesus walking here is the one walking there. The day you believed is the day he met your need. Don't destroy a church here. Every time you don't have a heart for his body, you are destroying your own destiny without knowing. I love the body of Christ. I love to see his kingdom expand. And I know it's not only one ministry in the world that will do it. It's an army of ministries. Come and say, army of ministries. It's an army of ministries. An army of ministries. It's an army of ministries. If you don't love the move of God in your church, you can't prosper in that church. So why must you hang on there? If you stop seeking the good of that church, and you start bringing that church down, for whatever challenges you might be facing, what you are doing is making things tougher for yourself. May this month be a month of new beginnings for you. A man was here on, he was here on welfare, and they kept him in the camp house. And so I said, why don't they find out from him which church he was going since he came in from London? And when they found out from him, he mentioned the name of the church, and we now said, oh, did you talk to them about it? They said, oh, forget about that church. Forget about that church. I said, move him out of that camp out. He mustn't sleep there tonight. They move him out to go to the streets. It's the same church we are talking about. We're talking about the body of Christ. We are talking about the body of Christ. You can't tell me forget about Foursquare, forget about the dim, forget about... I can't forget about them. We are doing the same job. We are building an army for the same kingdom. I can't forget about them. So whatever will make you regard them, you are lying that you regard Jesus here. So get out from there. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Because of the house of the Lord, I will seek thy good. That's how David became such prosperous in his time. And I see your own prosperity is just beginning. Can I hear your loudest amen? Never hang around people who speak low of the body of Christ in any place. That's not your ministry. That's not your calling. You are a member of the same body. And we are going to the same heaven. Let's celebrate the move of God everywhere we find it. May the name of the Lord be glorified in your life. The church could become a trap in your quest for prosperity when you pitch your tent against the church. When you pitch your tent against the church, it becomes a trap in your desire to prosper. And God's will is for you to prosper, so don't disconnect yourself from the perfect will of the Father. Whoever contended with God and has prospered. It means show me one. Have you seen one? Contending with God and having breakthroughs, it is breakdowns you suffer when you pitch your tent against him and against his kingdom. The kingdom of God is the stone of offense. You either doff your cap or you are grinded to powder. Let's celebrate Jesus. Let's celebrate the move of God in our time. That's the only way up. And we'll be there shortly. Why am I saying this? There are people who are paying, who are tithers, who are givers, but they're not moving forward. Who knows whether 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people are in this service today who need to check their disposition to the body of Christ. We need to check the way they speak about the church of God. We need to check the way they speak against the anointed of God. So they can go forward. God's plan is for you to go forward, and you are going forward in the name of Jesus Christ. God's plan is for you to go forward, and you shall go forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Standing on this platform today, I can mention names after names of people that I think are direct victims of what I'm sharing with you tonight. Direct victims. Perhaps because they were not told. Now you are hearing. Be careful what you do with the church of Christ. Be careful what you say about the church of Christ. Be careful what you say about the shepherds of the flock. Be careful what you are doing in your subgroups. Be careful what gatherings you are involved in with two or three people. Be careful what you are sharing as family people in your bedroom. Be careful. They spoke and God heard it. The people they were speaking against didn't hear, but God heard it. May the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable unto the Lord from today forward. Yeah. What I'm saying is this, God has a glorious plan for your prosperity. May you not disconnect yourself from that plan. May that plan come true in your eyes. May you live to experience true prosperity in your life. Yeah. That's very important. If you forget anything tonight, don't forget. Whoever contended with God and has prospered. Job chapter 9 and verse 4. And we are in a month of prosperity. If I must prosper, I must stop contending with God. God is not my equal. God is not my match. Even the gates of hell can't stop him. Then who am I to think I can stop the church of God from fulfilling God's mandate? I can't stop it. We've had quite a bit of experiences in our ministry that proves that don't fight God. Don't pitch your tent against him, lest you be stripped naked. Because God is no respecter of persons. He relates with us according to the constitution of human existence, which is called the Bible. And the scriptures cannot be broken. So don't attempt to break scriptures and expect to have his favor. The cure for a healthy heart for the body of Christ is to keep praying. To keep what? Praying. You hardly can walk against what you are truly praying for. You hardly walk against what you are truly praying for. He said, pray. It's an instruction. Pray. Pray. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. As you pray, the love of the church begins to enlarge in your heart. He said, they shall prosper that love thee. And then as the love continues to enlarge in your heart, you begin to seek in practical terms the good of the church. Say with me, the good of the church. And that Psalm 122 verse 6 to 9 becomes a working reality in your life. Listen to this. When our church began, some of our elders are still here. Now, is it 1A New Era Road? New Era Road. At Yanepaja. Now, we had a church next door to us, divided only by a fence. And I remember the pastor of that church, a denominational church, came to us and said, can you please tell me the keys to church growth? And we taught that pastor the keys to church growth that we knew in our church. We taught him. It's a different church. We were not planning how their members would shift from us and come down to us. No, we were telling them the scriptural way of growing a church. Now, here the wonder. Our church here was growing. The other church there was growing. There was no day we needed to send to one another, please don't disturb, we are in our service. It was so serene. How many can remember the experience there? It was so serene. There was no disturbance, divided by a wall, just a wall, not high fence. You are looking through the two churches. That church was growing, our church was growing. We moved to a permanent site, and they also moved to their permanent site. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? They shall prosper. They shall prosper that love thee. They shall prosper that love thee.
I remember that pastor came to me and said he wanted to pull out from the church where they were. And so he was telling me about all manner of things. I said, hey, listen. If that church has ever been a blessing to you, be careful how you react against what you consider is not right. And that was how that man remained in that church till now. Don't be a destroyer. Nobody needs to come down before you rise up. The sky is too wide. Two balls won't collide there. There is no space upstairs. Now, lift up your hand. Is anybody stopping you from lifting your hands up? Nobody can stop you from going up. There is nobody sitting over your head. So it's not the rise of one that led to your fall. If you are in a race, 100 meters race, and eight of you on the tracks arrive there at the same time, who is first? Who is first? So there is room for everyone to be first. You're being the last in that race does not mean somebody in front disturb you. No, each one had his track. And your track is free. There is no caterpillar on the way. Your track is free. You don't need to destroy any one person under heaven for you to rise. You don't need to. You don't need to. As hard as they were preaching against us in Kaduna, not one word from my mouth. That's not what I came for. Preach the word. That's what the Bible told me. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Preach the word. Stay on what I told you to do. Don't mind what they are saying. No, just keep doing your own. Can you imagine somebody selling yam in the market and somebody's insulting him? He now left his yam in the village to go and fight the other person. Goat will finish your yam before you come back. So you stay at your yam and say, no problem, when we finish in the market. And this market continues till we draw our last breath. So there is no room for fighting. Would you be warned? Please be warned against the church. The church is designed to be an asset. Don't let the church become a trap to your destiny. Jesus is Lord. Is someone excited here? Somebody is walking to a new dimension of prosperity. So it's not enough to just wish the church well. Keep praying for the church. Pray for peace to multiply, for growth to multiply, for blessings to increase. And as you are blessing the church, you are loving the church the more. You are seeking more of the good of the church. And you are enlarging your own prosperity coast. That's the way it works. Is somebody blessed tonight? Is somebody blessed tonight? Lift up those two hands and receive grace to be an untiring lover of the body of Christ. An untiring lover of the body of Christ. An untiring lover of the body of Christ. Lift up those hands and celebrate Jesus. I receive grace tonight to become an untiring lover of the church. An addicted seeker of the good of the church. I receive grace tonight to become an untiring lover of the church. An addicted seeker of the good of the church all the days of my life. Lord, I receive grace tonight to begin to pray for the church, to begin to pray for the body of Christ. I receive grace tonight to begin to seek the good of the church more than ever before, thereby enlarging my coast of prosperity. So help me, Lord. Take grace from God right now, wherever you are. Take that grace from God. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I'm sure there might be 1, 2, 3, 4 people tonight who will need to say, Lord, please forgive me for whatever I may have done against your church. You know what that thing could be? This person had to travel down all the way from outside the country to say, I can remember that from the day I stood against the church, everything began to go down in my life. Maybe there are 1 or 2 people here who are experiencing some things, who have done some things at one time or another against the church of Christ. Lord, forgive me. Lord, cleanse me. Lord, put this knot against me. Lord, let your blood avail for me. Let's go ahead and pray. And those who have not violated the dignity of the church in any form, just take grace to stay clean from any form of evil against the body of Christ. Receive that grace now. Receive it now. Take that grace from God right now. In Jesus' precious name. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Your strength is renewed in the name of Jesus. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like the eagles. You shall no longer be weary in your journey in the name of Jesus. And as you partake of this communion, may the love nature of Jesus overwhelm you today, and may you never recover from it forever in the name of Jesus. Jesus came to work for humanity, not to work against humanity. Grace to keep serving the good of others. Grace to keep serving the good of the church. Receive it from this communion today in the name of Jesus. If anyone is sick in his or her body, I decree the healing virtue to flow through this communion mystery today in the name of Jesus. Deliverance is available for you tonight from every satanic oppression by the power of the blood in the name of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' precious name.
Bishop David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, 216-88, Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 817-9670. Tabernacle, Kenan Land, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, Ota. On Wednesday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.